FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz, and political crazy season, it just never seems to stop. We've got these crazy protesters. They're out there. They don't even know what they don't believe in. They're obviously rent-a-mobs, pre-planned, pre-orchestrated nonsense. And you just look at them and your eyes roll and kind of roll to the back of your head because, hey, well, you're used to this because if you've ever been to the right side or the left side, then you should go to therealside.com. Joe Messina, I mean, you chronicle this stuff constantly, and even you're getting surprised here, huh?
Surprise isn't the word. Hey, Carrie, thanks for having me.
Yeah,
always, great to always have a
back.
Good time when I'm on your show. Yeah. You know, you're right. It's just craziness gone. You know, protesting in the 60s and 70s were pretty wild. But think about what these people are protesting, right? You protest outside where he's at. I get all of that. I get you. But blocking a highway? I mean, people used to do that to save a tree. I mean, not to block freedom of speech. I don't get this kind of protesting at all. I don't know. They'd just be happy I'm not there with some kind of bulldozer because there'd be a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Freedom for me, not for thee. Right?
Well, that's pretty much how it works out, isn't it? It's they don't like what he has to say, so let's stop him from speaking.
Yeah.
And do you ever see that? And forgive me if I insult somebody that's listening to your show. You don't see that as much from the right. You don't see the right trying to stop some loon on the left from speaking. I mean, otherwise they'd be all over Bernie Sanders, events all over the country, right?
Exactly.
But you don't see that at all.
Yeah. Well, it's obvious Hillary's behind it. Probably more so than Bernie, because Bernie, I don't think can get his act together long enough to plan something out that really requires a lot of thought and preparation. And hey, they better stop doing it to Trump because he's going to strike back. And when
not even that, it's making him stronger. Look at people. Look at if they're trying to get the point out that you shouldn't hear him because he's a Hitler, right? Which has been used with every one of
ridiculous.
Our most popular presidents, right?
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay. Totally ridiculous, but yeah.
You know, I think you're Jewish, right? And because we never really talk about that stuff because that's not part of
we don't really care
life, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, what an insult to the Jews to refer to. I think they've referred to Reagan, now they've referred to Trump and a few other presidents as Hitler. I mean, they're dumbing down or making light of, if you would, what this man did to the Jews. I think it infuriates me and I'm not Jewish.
Well, hey, look, let's look at the facts here. Trump is, I guess, Presbyterian. His daughter, Ivanka, beautiful woman, brilliant woman, too, by the way, is married to a Jewish guy and actually converted. Now, if Trump were anti-Semitic or quote unquote, a real Hitler type personality, he would have basically disinherited Ivanka and said, "You're dead to me now," like Mr. Wonderful on Shark Tank. She would have been out of the Trump family as fast as a contestant on Shark Tank. And did that happen? No. I mean, come on. Now, it's a lot of fear-mongering, a lot of nonsense, but you know, I've just never seen anything the likes of this, Joe.
It's fear. Well, first of all, it's fear. Secondly, if the first event in Chicago, they all had Bernie Sanders signs, right? And I was laughing like crazy because they got one guy that's going to give them all kinds of free stuff. And they got another guy's going, we're not doing free stuff anymore, right? So, of course, you're gonna have that kind of it's what you and I have talked about this a million times from a financial standpoint. You go into the polling booth, you've got two things in your hand. You've got your government check and you've got your ballot. Now, you know what the right way to vote. You know that the only way the country is going to get stronger is if we start pulling ourselves up. But if you check the wrong box, which for everybody else would be the right box, you're going to lose a portion of or total amount of that government check you got coming in.
Yes.
You got to admit, Carrie, I mean, you're trying to support your family. There are people out there that are really trying to find a job and can't. I don't know. I mean, I'm what they're doing is wrong, but I understand why they're doing what they're doing. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you know what Bernie Sanders says? He says, give a man a fish and he can feed his family for a day. However, if I give him free fish for life, I'll win the election.
God. Oh, coming from a man that never really had a solid 9-to-5 job in his life. You know, I joke on my show all the time about the fact that he was on welfare, food stamps and all that other stuff. He was on welfare until he was well into his 40s. Mm. And then what did he do? He ran for Congress and he won in his 50s. So all he did was switch the form of welfare he was on, right?
Yeah. So he went, well, it certainly never became productive. If anything, he became less productive, old boiny.
And still got tax dollars for it. The man has never lived off his own money. He's lived off the taxpayers almost his whole adult life.
Much like the Clintons. They've always, until after the presidency, they always lived in government housing, right? They basically were always receiving government paychecks.
Wow.
And the idea of being in the private sector, they were complete wards of the state, the Clintons. And Bernie is worse because, well, if you need to understand the election, there's a set of YouTubes. This guy, it's called Triumph the Insult Comic Dog. A shout out to my friend Ed for showing it to me. And this guy understands the political system. Triumph the Insult Comic Dog is a stuffed animal, and he's got a big stogie, big cigar in his mouth,
and a microphone. I've seen him, yeah.
Oh, and he,
I love those.
You know, he figured it out. He said, Bernie is the kind of guy you see at the Wendy's drive-thru who has to repeat everything twice to the person taking the order. And that is Bernie Sanders. I mean, I can't, honestly, it's gotten to the point where I don't know if Bernie Sanders is playing Larry David, or if Larry David is playing Bernie Sanders. I can't tell the two apart.
I was just going to say, you know, I think he's practicing for career change in stand-up comedy, right?
Oh,
you know,
the guy is funny.
Every time he speaks, I always say, do you remember Professor Irwin Corey?
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay, so now envision that. Every time that man gets up to speak, that's all I can hear.
Yeah.
Oh, God. But, you know, we were talking about it during the break, is whether you support Trump or not, whether you're going to vote for him or not. The real thing here is that he is causing these people. He's tapped into the frustration of the American people. He's got Democrats switching registrations so they can vote for him. And even Democrats I speak to, and I'm going to tell you, sane Democrats, because I know they're not all insane like some of us like to say, but the sane Democrats I've spoken with, they are tired of their people. They're tired of the same old, same old. They're tired of politics as usual, promise you anything during the dating, and then when you get what you want, you're done. And mm-hmm. and so they're saying, you know, Trump may shake it up. He may not do the stuff I want him to do, or but for the most part, he's going to break up that whole, political team there in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Yep. The cartel, as good old Cruz called it. I think it's an accurate portrayal of the Washington cartel, confluence of interests that come about between either party or the uniparty and the business interests. Unions, immigration, nutjob activists, the whole list. And most importantly, the banks, Wall Street. And that is who runs the country. That is who gets their way. And guess who the only candidate is who's not a part of that?
They've got to be petrified of him because he doesn't need their money. You know, he won't need their money to govern. Whether he gets reelection or not doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? I mean, to a degree, this is kind of like the icing on the cake in his life, right? You know, I've done it all. Mm-hmm. I've built this. I've done this. I made this kind of money. I've built some great places. And I was president of the United States.
Yeah.
To top it off.
Yeah. It's a good resume enhancer.
Yeah.
It used to be anyway.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, but you see what I'm saying? I mean, it's not like he's got to keep going for himself. You know, the Clintons only have a merely couple of $100 million. So, you know, I can see where they would be nervous if they lost their job. But, I don't know. But like I said, the banks have got to be afraid. The lobbyists that run DC have got to be afraid because he doesn't need or won't need any of them.
Yeah. Well, he's probably going to take money in the general, but that doesn't matter because the time when you own or you purchase a politician is at their first election, and then it just gets stronger. And hey, like you said, he doesn't care about what people think. Nope. He doesn't care about political correctness, and he's having fun. More importantly, I can't picture Hillary Clinton or Ted Cruz having a real laugh at a dirty joke or an ethnic joke. Trump, on the other hand, the kind of guy, well, he doesn't drink, so you'd have a grape soda and you'd have a glass of wine or beer. You'd have near beer and you'd tell jokes. I mean, that's what I did when I was in his office a couple of times when I was handling some very minor legal matters for a couple of his companies. We just hung around and told jokes and he was hysterical. And a highlight of my career, such that it was as an attorney for 30 years, because that's when I had the most fun. And he was just cool. That's the only way I could describe him.
Listen, I think it's Tuesday or Wednesday night. I have what's called my Mad Black Man from Baltimore on. Okay. He is a black conservative and grew up in New York and Baltimore, and his family, I think, has disowned him three times over. He is mad. But what he's mad about is he's mad that the community, his community, doesn't see it.
Yeah.
And but what I love is that he's used the N-word a couple of times. Nobody's complained. He's called me a white cracker a few times. You know what I'm saying? It's Whitey's fault. Yeah. And he does all this stuff. And I said, you know, the funny thing about this is that if I use the N-word in speaking with you, I used it towards you or speaking with you.
No, you can't do that.
The network would call me up and go, you're done. It's over. Yeah. At the top
adios.
Of the hour.
Adios, right? Joe. It's been real. It's been real. You're persona non grata.
But he can use it, and he just started laughing. He said, "You're right. We have you petrified. We've won the war, and we haven't even fought fired a shot. We have you petrified." And it's again a sane guy moves sides and just says, "I don't understand this. We will never move forward till we fix this attitude of everybody being afraid of any kind of PC garbage."
Yeah, hey, it's so true. It's so true. And speaking of PC garbage, I mean, you reside in the epicenter of PC thinking. I'm talking about the People's Republic of California, right? Yep. So what new outrage have they come up with now, other than the fact that your governor says that if Trump is elected, California will build a wall around it, which
probably
is not a bad idea. I mean, just get out first, Joe, when it's under construction. Maybe you want to go to Mexico. I don't know.
They'll take you back up. I'll get free stuff.
Yeah. Well, hey, New York, it's a wide open door. Come and join it, and you too can have all of your material wants and needs for life satisfied, and they'll send your kids to school for it.
So think about that guy, de Blasio. I mean, this guy is...
De Blasio. Comrade de Blasio.
I don't even know what you could call him for, but listen,
Comrade.
A comrade. I like that. That works for me.
Yeah, that's his name. That's what they call him there.
So here's a guy that he marched for the first time in the St. Patrick's Day parade because they allowed homosexuals to participate in the parade. And I'm thinking, so you ditch the Irish, right? Their patron saint. You disrespect them for years and years and years because they wouldn't let or allow a homosexual group to march in the parade. Why wouldn't you, as a leader of all in New York City, march in the parade and, you know, voice your disapproval that it wouldn't happen? I mean, what do you boycott as mayor? You can boycott these things?
Yeah, well, that's what he does. Everything is political. And the guy is just from another planet. He really is. I mean, look what he's done. New York City cops used to have a spirit to court. I mean, really the best police department, such as police departments are, in the world. And now morale is in the tank. 87% of cops said the Big Apple has become less safe since the admin took over in 2014. And 55% of those respondents say that New York City is a lot less safe. 96% of the cops also said relations between cops and the communities they patrol have gotten worse during the same period. And 89% said they would quit the NYPD if they were offered a higher paying job in law enforcement elsewhere. So what does that tell you, Joe?
Well, I want you to draw a picture of this, though. Check this out. So you have the mayor of New York, a devout socialist Democrat, and then you got the president of these United States who tends to lean almost falling over to socialist Democrat. Right. And look at our relationships with our law enforcement people. I don't know if you've read that. If Hillary's not indicted, there's going to be a massive walkout at the FBI.
Correct. I saw that today. Right? Yes.
Over 100 agents, over 50 contracted attorneys. Right. And I've got a friend inside the FBI that says it's not a joke. It's real.
Yeah, well, I've known it's real for a while because Comey is a take no prisoners kind of guy. No pun intended. Yeah. He just does what he believes is right. At least up to this point in his career, Joe, he's never backed off for political reasons. He was, I know people who know him also, but he was there with Christie side by side.
Right.
Christie also, he went after Democrats. He went after Republicans. Christie, equal opportunity prosecutor. And I know someone who knew Comey personally, worked with him, and said straight arrow. Now, look, I believe that the current Democratic Party could corrupt Mother Teresa. I think they have that capability. But by all accounts, this is for real.
Yeah. And the problem is we know who has to press the charges, right?
Yeah. Well, it's the Obama crime syndicate leadership that's got to do it.
Yeah. And you've got the AG. If she Loretta doesn't bring Lynch. It, and that's where I see the thing blowing up. I hope she does say, you know, this is frivolous, and you know, we've forced information, and this is not going to work. I hope she does do that.
That will not happen.
Well, you'll see Trump win by a landslide at that point.
Well, let me tell you why it's not going to happen. The whole investigation of Hillary, everything that's happened, who has allowed it to happen, who has been the driving force behind it, hasn't been the Democrats. I mean, it hasn't been the Republicans, rather.
That's right.
It's the Democrats, because certain key people in the current admin don't want her, and they want to take her out and put Biden in her place, and then let the voter theft mechanism that they've so artfully developed over the past couple of decades put him into office. Now, you know, and I know that guy, I just can't see how anybody takes him seriously, but then again, they take... They take Al Sharpton seriously too.
And, I know.
And he's
worse. Wait a minute. Did you hear what Al said, that he's gonna leave the country if Trump is elected? Yeah. And I said, it's not under protest, it's under fear of being put in jail.
Yeah, for the rest of his life. God. That is funny.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. So anyway, Joe, I think we're out of time right now, but hey. Tell us where we find you, how we sign up in your podcast, newsletter, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, head over to therealside.com. Everything's there. You can sign up for my weekly newsletter. You can sign up for, you can join the live chat room at night. We have a ball, and there's smarter people than I in the chat room. And so if you don't want to listen to me and you want to talk with them, we've always got something for you to do. And Kerry, always have a good time when I come on your show with you.
Hey, likewise, man. Always a pleasure. And as always, you'll find a link to The Real Side in the show notes to this interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Make sure you check out the site. We've got an event coming up, a live event, April 21st, 6:30 p.m. in Fort Lauderdale. The price is a whopping zero, and you'll get dinner. The guys from Miles Franklin, Andy Hoffman, Andy Schechtman, Miles Franklin, one of the largest bullion dealers in the U.S., are putting it on, co-sponsoring it with me. It's going to be a great evening. Ask away. We won't leave till all of your questions are answered. If you want to attend, just go over to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. On the top, you'll see a entry for the menu, Florida event. Click that, and then you can just follow it and sign up. And we're really looking forward to seeing you there, Joe. If you can make it, but I know you're not coming. But hey, if you can make
come. Cover my airfare. It sounds like a great event. I mean, seriously.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And cool. It's just, hey, these guys are really good, and it's just going to be great. So, Joe, we will talk to you again soon. Be well.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.